And so what he tells us here is what this book does and doesn't do. So what does this book do and what doesn't it do? What's he trying to accomplish with this book? Well, he says the title of the book is Why Should I Believe Christianity? And he wants to give a basic answer to that question by offering what he thinks are some very good reasons to believe that Christianity is true. Right? That's the basic idea of what he's attempting to do in this book. Give reasons to believe that Christianity is true. That's the, you know, why should I believe Christianity? Here are some reasons. Right? However, he says, he also wants to say some important things about how one should go about answering that question. How do we answer that question, right? And so he wants us to kind of deal with that as well in this particular book.
You provide the clown argument, and then you post on some facts of women at the tomb and the disciples dying for the message, and you just keep harping on evidence and piling on until the person just can't hold on to it all, and it falls at their feet, and they fall down
to their knees because the burden of the reasons are so heavy, right?
Pilgrim's Progress. Christian's burden. It's gone. So one of the points that he'll make in the next two chapters is that Christianity isn't merely a lifestyle, a moral code, a social identity, or a set of abstract theological doctrines. It's much more than any of those things. It is those things, but it's much more than those things. Christianity is an all-encompassing worldview, and it needs to be understood and evaluated on that basis. So, again, put on your worldview spectacles. It's how you see the world. When you look at that piece of fruit, you go, oh, that's red. Well, hold on, how do you know that's red? What is red? What do those things mean? Is the apple real? All these things.
How do you know it's fruit?
Right. Yeah,
let's see, tomatoes. So he says his overarching goal is to explain with minimal philosophical mumbo-jumbo, this is what you were alluding to before, minimum philosophical mumbo-jumbo, what it means to say that Christianity is a worldview, and why we should believe that it's the correct world. So that's really what he's trying to get at. That's going to be the focus of these various reasons that he's going to kind of work through. Worldview idea that Christianity is more than just, you know, how I feel about things or whatever, going to church or having various religious beliefs. Right? It's a worldview, an all-encompassing worldview. It's our view of the, it should be our view of the world. That's what he's trying to get at.
And the other point that he wants to underscore here is that this book doesn't directly address the various objections and criticisms that people level against Christianity. We've done some of those books before.
This isn't a defensive book. Right. He's not trying to defend Christianity against these various criticisms and objections.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So your what about questions have to wait for a different book. So this book focuses on the positive side of the truth questions, reasons for believing Christianity.
Now, we should mention that he kind of does during this section that this is, as we said when we first started this book, this is part of a 10-book series, right? And so he says that in the, some of the other books in the series, we'll be dealing with these various objections and criticisms to Christianity. His is a more positive, why we should believe
kind of. Like, one is, why is there so much evil in the world, or something along those lines? All right.